My elderly parents still live in the town I came from. My father is 78 years old, and my mother is 69. They are still managing to live without depending on help from others. I make it a rule to return home to see them during the New Year holidays every year. Each time I see them, I notice that they have aged with increasing speed. Being their oldest son, I have often asked them to come and live with my family in the city, but they will not follow my suggestion. They say that they don't want to live in a big city. It is partly true that they prefer their village life to the big city life, but their real reason seems to be that they don't want to be a burden upon their son if they can help it. It is surprising that, in spite of having their own sons or daughters, a lot of old people are living apart from them. In many cases, they are afraid to cause trouble for them. When on earth did Japanese parents begin to be reserved with their own children? When I was a child, I lived with my grandparents. At that time, there used to be one or two older people in many families. The younger generation got along with them well, learning the wisdom which the elders had acquired in their long life. It was taken for granted that old parents and children lived together. Why did we lose this strong family tradition? I think it has to do with the rapid growth of the Japanese economy. As life became more materialistic, the spiritual aspects of life became less important. We seem to have forgotten the spiritual food which our elders gave us. Nowadays, they are likely to be regarded as unproductive and are ignored. In the past, they appeared prouder and more dignified, while now they look somewhat lonely and sad. None of us are getting any younger. I don't want to feel lonely when I've become old. It is natural that old parents should be taken care of by their sons or daughters. I fear that this strong Japanese tradition is slowly being forgotten.